Hey everyone, this is going to be another Endless Runner type of game. Actually, this game is called Endless Runner. This is made by Mason Armstrong, the same guy who made Tomb Hunter and some other things. This is kind of a cool one. It was free, it was paid, and then he made it free. This is a BGT program, so you're going to have to run it inside of an excluded folder, or else it might get flagged and erased. But basically, the idea with this one is you're running on a platform, and you have to jump over canyons and pits, or I think you can walk around the pits. There are doors that you have to open and unlock, and items to grab. And the interesting thing with this one is the platform has edges, so if you go too far to the left or right, you will fall off the platform. So that's something to be aware of. I'm going to go ahead here and run the program here. So I'm going to go into my
text unavailable documents
folder,
BGT,
into my BGT folder,
endless runner items view list,
and
changelog.txt, readme.txt, runner.txt.
So the readme, that's the documentation. Let's just run the game.
Endless Runner version 0.46 build 8, runner main menu.
So we've got the main menu here, page up and page down, adjust the music volume, and yeah, he's using a Kevin MacLeod track, same track that's used for DJ Rocky in Paladin of the Sky. So let's see, the left and right arrows
play
move you through the menu.
Learn game sounds, stats, view scoreboard, options. Endless Runner has been ran a total of 7,677 times. Exit.
And the menu doesn't wrap.
View play.
So I have to hit the left arrow to go back. Also, you hear that it's panning from left to right.
Learn game sounds.
So let's go through the game sounds menu.
Learn game sounds menu. Press left and right arrows to hear descriptions of sounds. Press space to preview the sound. Press enter or escape to exit. A dialogue opens.
And you can hit the space bar as much as you'd like, which is kind of interesting because if you hit it really, really fast, it does that.
A dialogue closes. A dialogue continues. You fall off the platform, either. You fall off the platform, either off the edge or in a pit. Canyon. Huge canyon. Pit. A switch for a door. Door. A switch for.
So the switch and the door can be a little confusing.
Door.
The door has an extra click in it, and it's not as high pitched.
Item.
But some people may have problems with that. That's an item.
Successfully pass an obstacle. Near the edge. Near the center. 5 or less steps away from a drop. 5 or less steps away from an impassable item.
And those are your sounds.
Under main menu.
So I hit enter to go back to the menu.
Learn stats.
Let's look at the stats.
Stats menu. You've spent a total of 15 minutes, 25 seconds playing the game. Steps taken, 3,683. You've swung your hand 219 times. Door switches pressed, 0. Doors opened, 6. Items taken, 17. Times jumped, 26. Successfully passed obstacles, 38. Deaths, 10. Blasters used, 1. Coins earned, 35. Total points earned, 785. Copy stats to clipboard. Go back. Runner main play.
So, yeah, you can copy them to your clipboard if you want to share them somewhere.
Learn stats. View scoreboard. Select your difficulty. Easy.
This lets you view the online scoreboards.
Medium, hard, chaos. Hard, medium, easy.
Let's go for easy.
Scores menu. 1. Ali scored 3,981 points. Died at 24, 12,715 by falling into a pit or canyon. Confidence, 46. Time, 31 minutes, 47 seconds. Items grabbed, 128. Blasters used, 4.
That is actually quite impressive. I didn't think you could last that long. I guess you can if you're really careful.
2, 3, 4, 10, 11.
Just go through here real quickly.
30.
I'm going to hold the key. And you hear it panning, which is kind of cool.
119. 100.
Yeah, this is a long list.
100. 188.
Actually, you can hit home and end.
1. 100.
To go to the top and bottom of menus.
Runner main menu. Exit.
Like this.
Play. Exit. Play.
So that's kind of cool.
Endless runner head options. View scoreboard. Options.
Let's look at options.
Options menu.
And left and right once again.
Do not play step sounds. Automatically post eligible scores to scoreboard.
So this is interesting.
Do not play step sounds.
The problem I have with this menu is the way it's laid out is a bit confusing. So when it says do not play step sounds, that means that's what the option will be toggled to when you hit enter. So right now it's on.
Automatically post eligible scores to scoreboard.
I'm pretty sure this means that this is off. Let me hit enter.
Options menu. Do not play step sound. Do not automatically post eligible scores to scoreboard. Automatically skip the majority of the death sequence. Play logo on startup.
I'm going to turn the logo off.
Options menu. Do automatically skip the majority. Do not play logo on startup.
Oh, actually, I had the logo on. Or no, off. Now it's on.
Do not play the swing sound when pressing F. Do not write game speech history to file. Your name is currently Chris. Press enter to change it. Go back.
That's what I mean. These settings are a bit confusing.
Runner exit.
Actually, let me show you what the logo
Endless
sounds
runner
like.
Endless Runner version 0.4608.
Masonicens.me.
Runner main play.
Yeah, so kind of some neat music there. Let's go ahead and actually play this though.
Select your difficulty. Easy. High score, 266.
It tells you your high score for each mode, or each difficulty.
Medium, high score, zero, hard, chaos, random.
And of course you can choose you can have it choose a random one for you. Now I think the difficulty controls how quickly your character moves.
Easy, high
score. And some other stuff. Let's just play on easy. Now I'm just moving. I can hit C.
20, 18, 20, 25.
Check my coordinates.
Easy.
D checks the difficulty. F will use your hand, which you'll need to do to grab items and open doors and things like that.
0 points. Confidence is 8.
S checks your score. Ooh. Ooh.
That's gonna leave a mark. Oof, that's gonna leave a mark. You died by running into a door. You ended at 20,124, with a confidence level of 9, and 15 points. You survived for 25 seconds. Better luck next time. You get 1 coin for this run, for a total of 36. Run a main menu, play.
Yeah, so let's...
Select your easy.
Let's try that again here. You can pause the game.
Game paused. Press space to enter the store.
By hitting P, and then you can hit the space bar, which will take you into the shop.
Shop menu. You have 36 coins. Buy sparingly, as items bought do not save. Buy a blaster for...
hang on a minute.
Pause mode. Press space to enter the store or P to unpause.
So I hit escape to get out of there.
Shop menu. You have 36 coins. Buy sparingly, as items bought do not save. Buy a blaster for 100 coins.
Yes, I think the only thing that you can buy in here is a blaster, which the blasters, you hit enter, and they will warp you back a certain amount of squares.
Pause mode. Press space.
All right, let me unpause the game and actually try to play this now. you can hit the left and right arrows to turn, which is kind of cool. Turn like that. That tells me that I'm just getting close to the edge. Now I'm in the center. Also, there's different types of terrain in this game, so you'll hear different sounds when you're walking around. And I think that sound tells me that
jump time increased.
It's a blade. I'm not sure what that item was. You said time increase?
Confidence boost.
Okay, that's a boost to your confidence. I think it makes you move faster. Whoa. It's a fence? Okay, that's the left edge. Now back in the center. So you're... Whoa. let's just run right past that. Run past this pit here. Hit the up arrow to jump. You can also hit the space bar to jump.
Jump time increased.
Oh, jump time increase?
Next blaster.
There's a blaster.
Jump time increased.
So, as long as you keep yourself in the middle, you should be okay. But just be aware that if you hear the edge sound on either your left or right, that tells you that you're getting close to the edge and you'll want to be careful and just turn in the opposite direction.
Slow down.
So the nice thing too is you can hold. Oh.
No!
Clumsy. You died by running into a door. You ended at 25,847 with a confidence level of 13. You survived for 2 minutes, 11 seconds. Better luck next time. You get 8 coins for this run, for a total of 44. Run and play.
So I think I was supposed to turn to face that door and hit F.
Select ease.
But yeah, so you can hold the arrow key to continuously turn, or you can just tap it. Just be careful that you don't go too far to the left or right, or like I said, you'll fall, and that's not good. So let's try this again here.
19 seconds.
T will tell me my time. I think those are all the major keyboard commands that you need to know. Ooh.
RIP. RIP. You died by falling into a pit or canyon. You ended at 20. You survived for 37 seconds.
Okay, so I think I jumped too early and I fell.
Better luck next.
Let's try that again.
You get 1 coin for this run. Run, play, select each.
We'll do one more game here and see how far I get, and then I think I'll call this a done deal because it is endless and I could spend all day playing this. So there's an item over here.
Jump time increased.
I think he's saying jump time increase. I'm not sure though. So here we go.
26 seconds.
There's some music here. You can turn the music up and down with page up and page down. So if you don't like the music, you turn it down. Just making sure I'm in the center.
Jump time increased. Confidence boost.
There we go. Now I'm running faster because my confidence is higher.
Slow down.
There we go. Turn back to the center.
Points. Platform spawn.
Now, I'm not sure what platform spawn means. The documentation doesn't really explain. Okay, that was weird. It's like a lava pit or something. Okay.
1 minute, 37 seconds.
Keep going here.
Confidence boost.
Whoa. Going too fast.
$178 points.
It's an electric fence or something? Not sure what that was.
$188 points. Confidence.
Extra points.
Okay, I think that was a door switch. I'm not sure what that was.
confidence boost. Confidence boost.
And apparently he's quite the fan of The Simpsons.
You died by running into a door. You ended at 21. You survived for 2 minutes, 42 seconds. Better luck next time. You have a new high score. Your position is 129, which means you've beaten Haumutaser's score of 291 by 13 points. Congratulations.
So the nice thing is, because I turned on the automatic posting of scores, it automatically posts my score to the scoreboard.
You get 11 coins for this run, for a total of 56.
And if I hit enter,
main menu, exit.
Oop, well, it just takes me back there. I'm going to exit.
Endless Runner window.
And
Audacity.
That is Endless Runner. It's a neat little game. It's a nice little time waster. It's free as well. And yeah, so I think you guys should enjoy it, hopefully. If you have any questions, comments, obviously, you know where to find me. And I will get back to you. Yeah, I think that's about it. So until next time, take care.